You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. I'm the big boy, and today we are talking again with Zach Neal. Zach, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back.
So you are back on the road. You are promoting your current single, Long Live the Cowboy. And tell us about what's been happening since we saw you last year.
Yeah, we've been, we've kind of been all over playing shows. We've been, of course, doing lots of stuff in Texas, some stuff in Oklahoma, and then just a few weeks ago, we were out in Colorado and Missouri and Kansas out there playing.
We were talking kind of before the show about, you were telling me about, you know, you in Colorado, you opened up for Robert Earl Keane, and kind of like, that must have been a pretty impressive experience just because, you know, somebody who has been around the sun a time or two.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. You know, I've been a fan of his for, you know, forever. and so, yeah, it was really cool. And I'd never gotten to, you know, I'd never gotten to meet him before or do shows with him or anything. And so it was really cool because when I found out that we were going to get to open for him, it was only maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 days after that when they announced that this was going to be his kind of final full, like, tour.
His last hurrah.
Yeah, kind of, you know, and so, you know, that just kind of makes it a little more, even a little more cool, I guess,
yeah.
Maybe, you know, knowing that there's not going to be a lot of those opportunities left, you know. So, but no, and he was great. I mean, of course, put on a great show, but, I mean, I got to talk with him and just was very kind to me, you know.
Really. Any words of advice that he passed along to you?
No, we you know, I don't know that we never really got into that, but what was cool was he did tell me about the greatest line or his favorite line that he's ever written in a song.
Oh.
And you know, as a songwriter, that's always intriguing,
mm-hmm.
You know. It's like, man, there's a guy who's written a lot of great lines and songs. And it was funny. I said, "Well, what, you know, what was it?" And I'm a pretty big fan, and I was like, "Man, I know a lot of those songs." And he goes, "Oh, I never recorded it." And I said, "Oh, okay." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I couldn't put that on an album."
A little bit too true.
Well, he told me the story behind it, and it was kind of it was just funny, and it was all good natured,
mm-hmm.
And it was not like a bad line. It was just, you know, it was a specific incident kind of thing that he decided wasn't good to put it out there.
Probably smart.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't need to air everything.
Yeah, you know. But and like I said, it wasn't anything like horrible or anything,
right.
But just something he was like, no, I'll keep that one for myself.
So I'll ask you then, as a songwriter, you know, what do you think at this point is the best line you've written?
Oh man, I've never been asked that before.
That's why you come, you know, people come to Live from the Back Room so I can ask them off the wall questions.
Oh man, that is a great question, and that's a hard question to answer. Yeah, you know, I think you might have. I've stumped myself, or you
Uh-oh.
Stumped me on this. I don't know that I could really tell you, Ryan. If I had some time to think about it, maybe.
All right.
I've got certain songs that I maybe gravitate towards more than others, but a favorite line, that's hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it if you think of it.
Okay.
I do want to talk about the single though, just because it's. I love you tend to have this knack of writing really catchy songs. And, you know, Long Live the Cowboy, I was driving in this morning, kind of just listening to stuff, and I decided, I better give, you know, Zach's music, you know, a listen this morning. And so I was playing through it, and it was just found myself driving along the highway, just singing along to the chorus. And I'm like, yeah, I love this, you know, and not that I didn't love it before, but, you know, just that. I think that, you know, that and Half Bad and Something in the Stars, you know, you've keep this, you know, your singles have a knack to be like good earworms, if that makes sense.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, I appreciate that. You know, when we sit down to write, I usually don't sit there and go, oh, what's something that's going to get stuck in somebody's head?
Right.
You know, I mean. You want that?
Yes, stuck in a good way.
In a good way, you know. But and you want that to happen. But I'm kind of a melody guy, so a lot of times when I write, it starts with melodies for me, you know. And of course, I've got hooks and ideas written down that you know. I'll go, oh man, okay, oh this sounds like this idea right here, you know. And that's just how I approach writing. Everybody's got a different process on stuff, you know. But that's for me. And so I guess if I feel like it's something that's a melody that I like and feels good, that's usually what I kind of roll with, you know. And that's usually what gets the song started. And then, you know, try to find that hook that fits that sound or that feel of that, of what I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad to hear that you said it's like an earworm. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you come about to write this one specifically?
So this song here was just, I wrote this with my buddy Tony Ramey, who's over in Greenville, Texas, mm-hmm. On the other side of the state here.
From where I'm from.
Yes. Yeah. And so, I was going to write with Tony that day, and I stopped to get some jeans. I had a gig that night, and I had to leave right from writing with him and right to the gig. And I had a ratty pair of jeans on. I was like, yeah. And it was a nice gig. It wasn't a bar right. gig. It was like, I probably need to have some nicer.
You didn't buy some jeans at the Walmart in Greenville.
No.
No offense to Walmart jeans. They are absolutely fine, but, you know.
I've worn them plenty.
Yeah.
So I stopped in at a Western store, and, of course, you know, the big banner and Wrangler, Long Live Cowboys. That's their mm-hmm. slogan. And I've known that for years, but for whatever reason, I went, seemed like a song idea. Put it in the back of my head, went to write with Tony, and nothing we had was working. And I said, man, what about a cowboy song? And he goes, yeah, let's write a cowboy song, because that's always an element of country music I've always loved. And it seemed like for a while it kind of disappeared, you know, mm-hmm. Like everything comes and goes.
Yeah, kind of ebb and flow, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, man. You know, the stuff I grew up on, there was all kinds of those songs. And then it was like, man, I haven't really heard those kinds of songs in a while. So we thought, oh, well, let's write that. Maybe Wrangler will pick it up as a jingle or something, you know. That was kind of that was the hope, you know. And then I threw it at him, and about an hour later, it was his idea to put the in there. Long live the cowboy. And then
You don't want to seem like it's like a Dallas Cowboys song, you know.
No, but if they wanted to use it, that'd be fine, too. I'm an all-of-the-above kind of guy.
Yeah,
you know?
you're equal opportunity.
Yeah, I don't want to discriminate on any money-making opportunities.
Yeah, all right. Well, Zach, would you mind playing it for us this morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. This is Zach Neal.
Wouldn't be no fences, wouldn't be no dusty trails, no sad songs by the fireside. Wouldn't be no silhouettes up against a red sunset, riding away in a western sky. I can almost hear that old coyote cry. Long live the cowboy. And lonesome dove out on the plains. Long live the cowboy. Some hearts never change. Long live the cowboy. Wouldn't be no tough guys, no true grit from their stubborn pride, no shooting it straight, no loyalty. Oh, none of us would know what freedom really means. So long live the cowboy. And a lonesome dove out on the plains. Long live the cowboy. Some hearts never change. Long live the cowboy. We're all all just drifters by and by. All those heroes never died. Long live the cowboy. That lonesome dove out on the plains. Long live the cowboy. Some hearts never change. Long live the cowboy. Long live the cowboy.
That was Long Live the Cowboy by Zach Neale. Zach, we were talking kind of before the we started rolling here, and you kind of hit on it a little bit. The you know, you don't hear a lot of those type of songs anymore. And not to knock any experience, but you were talking about you played a show where you were you know, playing it for some record label. I'll let you tell the story. You know.
I had we did a what you call a showcase for a major label in Nashville, we had some interest in what we were doing, and we did the showcase. It went great. A showcase is basically like you play four or five songs, you know, full band. It's like a mini show, mm-hmm. and it's a way to just show what you do, to the label people, and let them see you do your thing. And so we did that, and it went great. I mean, it couldn't have gone better. Got done that night. The head of the label we were talking with him, and he's like, "Oh yeah," he says, "Yeah," he says, "We're going to talk tomorrow about what we can do." And I walked out of there thinking I was getting a major label record deal.
You were already planning to buy your bus, right?
I had it picked out, man. I had the color of everything, of the seats and everything picked out. But no, it was walked out of there on cloud nine. And the next day, just in talking, they were like, "Man, we were talking at the label. We just don't, it's just a little too country maybe for what's going on. We just don't know that we can, make that work." And it was like, man, just like that, went from, 12 hours ago thinking, "Yeah, man, here we go," to just
top of cloud nine to top of cloud minus one.
Yeah, exactly. And but that's the way the music world is, and so it, at that time it was like, okay, there might be a disconnect as far as what mainstream is doing, and I'm not knocking that at all. Mm-hmm. There's lots of great mainstream stuff out there, but it was like, okay, well, I'm going out and playing shows and people like what I do. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to go do that. I'm going to keep doing that because, sure, major label deal. Who doesn't want that, right? But it was like, okay, well, if I'm too country for mainstream country music, then we'll just go play for the people that love that stuff. And as it turns out, when you travel and play shows, there's a lot of people that love that stuff,
Yeah, you were telling me about going to a college bar in Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah.
And despite what everyone thinks of Mizzou grads, apparently they do have some taste,
Yeah,
I had to get that jab in there.
Yeah, after I played there, I definitely agree with that. Yeah, no, it was great. It was a college bar, and man, they packed the place, and it's one of the funnest shows I've done in a long time. It was this dive bar of dive bars, and it was an absolute blast, and those college kids just loved what we were doing. They loved it. I mean, they love it because the next day all the social media numbers skyrocket. Everything, you can look at the metrics, on socials and your streaming and mm-hmm. everything just after that show just went, just shot up.
Keep on rising. Cool.
Yeah. And of course, in person, they were just, it was like rabid, which was awesome to have that kind of energy going on.
So I've talked with a lot of artists about how and again, I'm not knocking mainstream, quote unquote, finger quotes, country music, but, you know, there does seem to be a shift into kind of that, you know, back in the 40s and 50s, it was called country and Western, and, you know, and, you know, then there was just country. And now there seems to be kind of like we almost out, you know, Texas kind of West. There seems to be the shift of styles separate from the back in the holler, back, you know, grandma's sweet tea. Although you do get a little bit of that in East Texas, you know, there's more of a different vibe out here.
Well, you know, and that's one thing I think that if you go through a lot of my music, you know, something that's very important to me in my music is, you know, I'm a traditional country sounding guy. And so, man, fiddle and steel guitar, to me, it's not trying to make a statement about country music. Mm-hmm. It's just I love that stuff in my country music.
Right.
You know, that's just what I love. And so I naturally gravitate towards, hey, let's instead of a guitar solo, let's make that a fiddle solo. Or, you know, and even on Long Live the Cowboy, on the record, the fiddle is, I was like, keep bump it up in the mix. I was like, keep pump, you know. I was like, man, this is it's it needs that kind of, it's got to have that kind of vibe and that sound to it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so naturally, when you do that kind of thing, it gives it kind of a western. I don't want to say western edge, but it's a western kind of feel and sound to it, you know. And I've always loved that element of. In country music, you know, and yeah, I mean, that's something that definitely has gone by the wayside, you know. It's made a resurgence,
right?
It's definitely made
that
a resurgence.
Ebb and flow, like you talk, you know.
Yeah, you know, but man, you know, for a while there, it was like, boy, it was hard to kind of find that kind of a sound, you know. You know, everything changes, you know, but that's the stuff that gets me going, you know, that I sink my teeth into and really enjoy playing.
So when you're writing a song then, and not so much from the lyrical side, but there's probably an element to that, but from the just pacing and the like, I'm going to try to like create this 3-minute piece of art. What is your, like, are you thinking, oh, I want to have a steel guitar on this one. I want to have a, you know, a fiddle player. I want to have, you know, upright bass, I want to have, or just any kind of instrumentation, you know. I want to have the snare drum where the snare is turned off and it's just like basically a tom, you know.
Yeah.
Do you go in thinking of that, or is it more kind of a natural occurrence?
No, I think it just naturally goes there for me. You know, I don't sit down and you know, sometimes when you're writing, you'll be going, oh man, and then the steel guitar can do this right here, which will really accent whatever, you know, this is, you know, and sometimes it happens, but really I just sit there and try to get a song kind of on a guitar. and then when you get done and you start, you know, just playing it through a few times, that's usually when you start going, oh man, yeah, this could be here. This could be here. You know, oh, this will be really cool here, you know, but it naturally goes there for me. The only thing I think about writing when I'm writing is a lot of the stuff that I write, and once again, I naturally gravitate towards stuff that people can dance to. You know, that's I just naturally go to those kinds of grooves and those kinds of feels on songs. You know, I don't overthink it, but stuff that it's like, okay, yeah, that's a good, you know, something two-stepper. That's a good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm probably really kind of in the back of my mind. Maybe kind of thinking about.
Just listening to it and thinking, can I dance to this? Yeah.
You could dance to anything.
Well, but, it's true, you could, yeah.
You know, but let me say, it's the kind of dancing that I know how to do, you know, the two-stepping and that kind of thing.
You're not going in writing a song that's going to be big in the mosh pit, necessarily.
I haven't done it yet, anyway.
You could try that.
Never say never.
Well, Zach Neal, we appreciate you coming in. First of all, I guess, is there a second song you could play for us this afternoon?
Yeah, sure. I got a bunch of them. yeah, I can. I tell you what, is it okay if I do something that's relatively new?
Absolutely.
That'd be all right. I think my guitar's close enough in tune on this one. Yeah, I, of course, like a lot of people, I wrote songs during COVID, you know, didn't have much else to do. And so, wrote this over Zoom, So I'm going to try a brand new one, see what y'all think.
All right. This is Zach Neal. I'm live in the back room.
All the pretty horses that she used to love tore through the fences cause they had to run like they're born to do. They got wilder the tighter that I held the reins. There's some desires man will never tame. And to tell the truth, you can't hold back a spirit meant to be free or stop a restless heart out there chasing what it needs. You just let them go, cause you know they're not yours anymore, and they never were. All the pretty horses and her. Just like me, they figured she was gone for good, so they chased off after her. Well, wish I could. Oh yeah, wish I could. But can't hold back a spirit meant to be free or stop a restless heart out there chasing what it needs. You just let them go, cause you know they're not yours anymore, and they never were. All the pretty horses and her. But you can't hold back spirit meant to be free, stop a restless heart out there chasing what it needs. You just let them go, cause you know they're not yours anymore, and they never were. All the pretty horses and her. All the pretty horses and her.
Okay, I picture in my mind a daddy-daughter dance at a wedding, or like a, you know, I mean, because obviously that's a song that can, it's got, you know, multiple levels to it, but that's, you know, my mind automatically went to that and just picturing a dad just sitting there bawling as, you know, realizing his daughter is moving on.
You know, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because when we wrote that song and we were talking about, you know, that, you know, and it was kind of like, okay, well, man, you know, how could you do that a little different? You know, sometimes you visualize like a music video.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes when you're writing, you're like, oh man, in a video it'd be kind of like this. And the guy that I wrote it with, his name's Wyatt Earp, by the way.
Wow.
Real name. From Stillwater, Oklahoma. And anyway, he made that comment. He goes, man, he goes, that could not, you know, a video, that could not be like, you know, what you immediately think, oh, some woman left him. It's like,
yeah.
It could be like a father-daughter kind of thing, you know. And when he said that, it was like, oh yeah, man, that's great. So when you said that, I was like, man, that must be like a sign or something. I don't know.
I look forward to the video now. Just to think, you know, I look forward to seeing what creative you come up with when you put that out then. Because that'll be a good song, I guarantee.
I appreciate that. Yeah, man, I've done it at a few shows. Man, it's one of those that just, I don't know, man. There's something about it's one of those songs. I love it. Sometimes you just have a song that you go, I don't know why I love this song so much, but I love it. That's one of them for me. You know. I hope other people love it too.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, since I put you on the spot earlier, I don't know if you've had time to kind of, you know, process, but have you thought about best line you've written so
far?
Man,
you know, I'm thinking about now that I did that song. Maybe it might be. You know what? It might be, you know, that on the, in that song, it was, you just let them go because, mm-hmm, you know they're not yours anymore.
Yeah.
And they never were.
Yeah.
They never were. That's got a cool thing to me, you know. Mm-hmm. I think there's something kind of cool in that.
Yeah, because from a heartbreak perspective, obviously, you're like, ah, oh, this was, you know, I'm sure everyone's had this relationship where they're like, oh, this is the one, and then they're not. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of a cool way of saying
nice.
It.
Nice. You know. Well, Zach Neal, what's coming up for you? I mean, where are you going to be the next couple of months, you know, before you roll back through the Lubbock area?
So we're heading south after this here, and then, you know, and we'll be in New Braunfels tomorrow night. And then where are we? Then we got to run through Nebraska and northern Colorado.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's there is a club in Kearney, Nebraska. I think every Texas artist has played it. It's called Joe's Honky Tonk, and it is a blast. And Texas music has really grown.
Yeah,
way beyond Texas, and so now you go up, you know, into Nebraska, they love it. I mean, you know, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, it's, you know. So there's some great places to go play up there. So, yeah, we're going to be kind of making a run up through there over the next several weeks.
I apologize if I missed you, but were you at the Texas Regional Radio Awards a couple
no,
weeks ago?
No, I was going to be there. I was going to be there, and we'd actually just got – it was right after the Robert Roquin out in Colorado, and I was going to be there. And then, I got home, and I got a horrible, like, ear infection, and it was like the whole – like, I mean, I slept for like 3 days. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to – chill,
lay low, yeah,
yeah, because you know, and you know, I didn't do any kind of test or anything, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to get anybody else sick, you know. So anyway, I was going to be there,
mm-hmm.
and then just didn't happen.
Well, I asked that just
which
because,
I hate because I know it was a
yeah,
blast.
It's Cowboy Prom, you know, for those who have not been.
Yes,
but I asked that because I ran into so many people that I got to talking to, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're from a radio station in, you know, Colorado Springs. Like, the Colorado Springs station, like, cleaned up on awards. And I'm like,
yeah. I stopped out there when I was out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
And so you're right that, you know, we have this, you know, we like to think of it as our own, as our, you know, our little corner of the world. But really, you know, it's, yes, it's Texas music, but it's much bigger. It's that, you know.
It's really grown, and I, you know, just my opinion, but I think part of it, I think it's offering people something that they're not getting in the mainstream, you know, that they're getting something, you know, if they are getting stuff that songs that maybe actually, you know, maybe say something and maybe, you know what I mean?
They're not getting that song that you just played for me.
they're getting something that they can't get, you know, in mainstream, you know, radio these days.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I'm not knocking that. I mean, it, you know, people like what they like, you know.
Right.
But I think it's really cool to see that, you know, now it's like, man, you know, it's not just Texas and Oklahoma, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. man, it's doing this. It's spreading out.
Yeah.
And I think that's all. I mean, it's great for the genre. I guess, the genre of Texas music. It's a genre.
Yeah.
You know, it's great for that, and it's great for, you know, guys like me, for artists, you know, that can, you know, grow a fan base too, you know.
You'd be the biggest star in Laramie, Wyoming.
Laramie, Wyoming. Hey, Laramie. They love it up there too.
They do.
Yeah, they really do.
I bring that up just because we were joking earlier. You were telling me the worst hotel experience you ever had was in Laramie, Wyoming. And I lived in Colorado for a while and, you know, had to travel up there. And I would say Rawlings, Wyoming is the worst experience I had. It was a hotel with a town, like our car broke down, and the hotel was okay. It was just kind of in a bad mood. And the only place to eat was the Taco John's next door, and you know, it was just not a good night.
So it wasn't just the hotel.
It wasn't the hotel. It was just the overall experience, you know.
You know, yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that. And I wish I could say I couldn't relate to that, but I think I do. Unfortunately, I can relate to those experiences, you know.
But the places to play in Laramie, fantastic.
Oh man, it was a blast. I mean, it was a lot of fun, and there's several really cool venues. I'm sure there's more than several, but in terms of places I've been, there's several great venues that are just awesome music venues for going and playing shows up there in Wyoming. You know, they like to have fun up in Wyoming.
They do. They absolutely do. All right. Well, Zach Neal, we appreciate you coming on. Was there something you could play us out with today?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
All right, this has been Zach Neal, live from the back room.
Yeah, I tell you what, you mentioned something in the stars a little while ago.
Yeah.
Man, I hadn't played this in a while.
I love this song.
There's something going on in the stars tonight. I don't know what it is, but it feels so right. Hold me close, hold me tight. There's something going on in the stars tonight, yeah. Well, I went to the water and I looked at the sea. Saw something sparkling, a little different to me. As I held her hand and we walked on the beach, heaven seemed to be within my reach. There's something going on in the stars tonight. I don't know what it is, yeah, but it feels so right. All of the blue is gone from sight. There's something going on in the stars tonight. Mr. Moon went behind a big dark cloud. You know I didn't see nothing. When he come back out, was a smile on his face when he whispered goodbye. And he had such a peaceful look in his eyes. There's something going on in the stars tonight. I don't know what it is, yeah, but it feels so right. Never seen them shine so bright. There's something going on in the stars tonight, yeah. I don't know why and I don't know what for, but sometimes love's like a meteor. You see it burst up into fire and flame. It'll melt your heart and burn down your brain. Now there's something going on in the stars tonight. I don't know what it is, all but it feels so right. All of my dreams are taking flight. Something going on in the stars tonight. Somewhere out in the universe, oh, well, she found me, yes, and I found her. Call it fate, call it destiny, but we were drawn into the guiding light. Now there's something going on in the stars tonight. I don't know what it is, but it feels so right. Hold me close, hold me tight. There's something going on in the stars tonight. Oh, there's something going on in the stars tonight. Hey, there's something going on in the stars tonight. Yeah.